Tributes have been paid after one of Norfolk's sons, Sir Timothy Colman, died at the age of 91. Sir Timothy passed away, surrounded by his family, at his home at Bixley Manor, near Norwich, after a remarkable life. Part of the Colmans' mustard dynasty, he was also a Royal Navy officer, world record holder, naturalist, businessman, a Knight of the Garter, and through it all, a champion for Norfolk. He had key roles in establishing the University of East Anglia, the creation of Whittlingham Broad, and held roles in a host of Norfolk organisations. Born in Norfolk on the 19th of September 1929, Sir Timothy was the son of Geoffrey Colman and Lettice Adeen and the great-grandson of Jeremiah James Colman, the creator of Colman's mustard. Sir Timothy's father died in 1935, when Sir Timothy was just 6 years old, with his mother bringing up him and his four brothers and sisters, David, Juliet, Penelope and Russell. His brother David was killed at El Alamein in 1942, aged 21, the same age that his younger brother Russell died in a railway accident in 1958. Sir Timothy was educated at Heatherdown Preparatory School in Berkshire and joined the Royal Navy College in Dartmouth, aged 13. Always a keen sailor, as was to be memorably demonstrated later in his life, that fulfilled a childhood longing to join the Royal Navy. He served as a midshipman, then a second lieutenant on HMS Frobisher and Indefatigable, and served abroad in Malta and in the Mediterranean, including in Palestine in 1948. That same year, while on leave from the armed forces, Sir Timothy met Mary Bowes-Lyon, the first cousin of the Queen and the daughter of Captain Honourable Michael Bowes-Lyon and Elizabeth Margaret Cater of Woodbastwick. Secretly engaged for 2 years, the pair married in 1951. Queen Elizabeth the Queen and Princess Margaret were guests at their wedding at St Bartholomew the Great at Smithfields in London. The couple's early married life was spent in Dorset with Sir Timothy, who went on to be Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk for more than 25 years, serving in the Royal Navy at Portland. After Sir Timothy retired from the Navy, the pair moved to Norfolk in 1953, which became the happiest of family homes for their five children, Sarah, Sabrina, Emma, James and Matthew. Sir Timothy joined the family firm, then known as Reckitt and Colman, where he progressed to managing the Carrow Works site. He left to manage the family estate at Crown Point. He became a director of Eastern Counties newspapers, now Archant, the publishers of the Eastern Daily Press in 1957. That continued a family link. His grandfather, Russell, a Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, was instrumental in starting the newspaper group. He served on the board of Reckitt and Colman from 1978 to 1989, was chairman of Eastern Counties newspapers from 1969 to 1996. He was also on the board of Whitbreads from 1980 to 1985 and of Anglia Television Group from 1987 to 1994. He was patron or president of a large number of organisations, including the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, the Carnegie United Kingdom Trust, the Friends of Norwich Museums, Norfolk Wildlife Trust, Norfolk and Norwich Horticultural Society, the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, English Countryside Commission, Nature Conservancy Council and many more. He was also a former Justice of the Peace and Chairman of the Bench. At the age of 32, he launched an appeal to create a university in Norwich. In 1962, a year later, £1.3 million had been raised and the University of East Anglia, designed by Dennis Lasden, was built later that decade. Sir Timothy became chairman of the UEA Council and Pro-Chancellor and was instrumental in the creation of the Sainsbury Centre. His support for City College Norwich led to him receiving an honorary doctorate from Anglia Ruskin University in 1999. Sailing was in Sir Timothy's blood. He raced a dragon called Sailor in the Edinburgh Cup and, having first joined the Royal Norfolk and Suffolk Yacht Club in 1948, regularly raced at Lowestoft. He went on to become president of the club and in 1979 became the club's first admiral. He also taught his children to sail. Such was Sir Timothy's love of sailing that he went on to become a world record holder. A chance sighting of an advertisement for a speed sailing competition led to Sir Timothy joining forces with Rod McAlpine Downey to design and build the catamarans Crossbow 1 and 2. In boats with designs ahead of their time, Sir Timothy broke the world record 7 years in a row, starting with 26.3 knots in 1972 and reaching 36 knots in 1980. And it was a record which would last until 1986. His sense of adventure also saw Sir Timothy visit Antarctica and the Falkland Islands in the 1960s when he travelled with Sir Peter Scott in search of the albatross, a bird which at that point was still relatively unseen. His family described him as a naturalist, an ornithologist, a superb shot, a beautiful fisherman and a true countryman. Art was also important to Sir Timothy. The Coleman Gallery at Norwich Castle Museum features a collection of Norwich School watercolour paintings by John Joseph Cotman and John Crome, which his family had donated. Sir Timothy, who loved to paint, tried to create a Tate of the East in the 1980s. While that did not come to fruition, in the 1990s the East Anglia Art Foundation emerged off the back of those attempts. A former High Sheriff, he served as Lord Lieutenant, the Queen's representative in Norfolk from 1978 to 2004, succeeding Sir Edmund Bacon. His family said he used the office of the Queen's representative to promote, with huge energy and commitment, cooperation between various groups related to the social cohesion and economic prosperity of his beloved county. When he was made Knight of the Garter in 1996, a hugely proud Sir Timothy said, "As much of my life has been related to Norfolk, I like to regard this honour, in part at least, as a compliment to the people of this county." In 2007, Sir Timothy saw his idea to create a new broad at Whitlingham on the edge of Norwich become reality. He said it had turned out even better than I had dared to hope, and today serves as an enormously popular country park. Not one to sit still in his retirement, he expanded and developed an arboretum at his old family home at Framingham. Sir Timothy's wife, Lady Mary, died aged 88 at the start of this year. As well as their 5 children, Sir Timothy leaves 11 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. His family said he was a fount of knowledge, a huge influence on a number of people of all ages who sought his wise counsel. He had a love and huge knowledge of the natural world, but most importantly, he loved his family. With his late wife Mary, he created the happiest of family homes at Bixley Manor.